This is Perspectives, a weekly public affairs presentation by Midwest Communications of Holland. In the 99.7 1450 WHTC newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. A project aimed at addressing the affordable housing question in Holland may have been given a final green light to go. Now, during this past Wednesday night's biweekly business meeting, the Holland City Council unanimously approved a brownfield plan for land off of West 36th Street and Washington Avenue. This clears the way for Lakeshore Habitat for Humanity, in conjunction with Jubilee Ministries, to redevelop an 8-acre site for a new residential neighborhood. The $4 million proposal went before council last month, but there was a legal technicality that forced council to table the measure. It would cut by about a third the sale prices of these residents. And during that October 5th meeting, Steve Gross of Jubilee Ministries said,
"Right now, the project is moving along. If you go to the site, phase one infrastructure is all in. I expect we'll see Habitat breaking ground on a few foundations in the next couple weeks here. Jubilee will probably follow in a month or so after that. Phase one will be 19 homes that will be available for folks making between 30 and 120% of area median income. So we're really proud about that and being able to reach such a wide range of folks as we're trying to create more housing in the community."
So I wouldn't mind giving a quick update on the 40th Street project, which was the first brownfield site that council approved. We have 10 homes over there, 5 Habitat, 5 Jubilee homes. All 5 Habitat homeowners are in their home. 1 Jubilee homeowner is in their home, and you've got the other 4 houses. Some subcontractor might be a little slow on wrapping things up, but anyway, just about done with those. But to give you an idea of the effect of that, that saved the homeowners there somewhere in the neighborhood of $30,000 per home by being able to do the brownfield. Being nonprofit builders, we get to pass that right along to our homeowners. So that's why it's so important to have these brownfields.
Keith, you mentioned the other portion of the brownfield that beyond the infrastructure, that's, you know, technically it's called selling costs, but it's the difference between what our buyers can afford and what it costs us to build a home. You know, if market rate builders could be doing this right now, they'd be building homes, but they can't build homes for this population and make a profit. And this selling cost allows us to bring the cost down for our buyers and allow them to get into really quality, affordable homes at a price that they can afford.
Wonderful, thank you. Any questions from the council? Go ahead, Ms. Councilmember Raymond.
Could you just review what makes a property eligible for brownfield?
Okay, so I'm gonna look at Lynn here. There's kind of the traditional elements of a brownfield, blighted and all those types of things, but particularly in this instance, because it goes through the land bank, the running it through a land bank in and of itself makes it eligible legally for a brownfield. And really, while there's probably multiple things in this case that you could make an argument for, that's really probably the biggest and the primary component that we're legally utilizing, and the state has to approve and is prepped for after you take this action tonight. So the fact that it's in a land bank is really the carve out that they've created really to do projects exactly like what we're proposing this evening.
Just to mention the state land bank, recently the state land bank stated that the work that we're doing collectively here in Holland, including the city of Holland, is a shining star for using the state land bank for affordability. So you folks are to be commended, because not all municipalities have realized or are using this tool in this way. And like I said, the state land bank is calling these projects shining star projects.
This past Wednesday night, Don Wilkinson of Habitat for Humanity, along with Gross, appeared before the Holland City Council.
We're excited. First of all, thank you for your patience. We had a couple of easements that I don't know why it took so long to get signatures. There was never a problem with any of the easements. It just took forever to get all the names on the papers and documents. So thank you. The deed is now recorded. And yes, we've actually started doing some footings. We got our building permits this week. And we are planning on the week of December 5th and would love to invite everybody to come by that week. We have four builders in the area that have graciously stepped up and said, you guys are behind schedule. We'll put all three of those houses under roof in 1 week. So hats off to those guys for doing that. We're a little nervous, but all the material's ordered and we're excited about it. But I just wanted to say, first of all, thank you. When we hear about businesses like this, this is exactly the type of people that we serve. When I started at Habitat 6 years ago, one of the things that kept coming out was I kept hearing, you know, businesses need to pay more, businesses need to pay more. And I think businesses have stepped up to pay more. But my stance was also, we need to make Holland a less expensive place to live, a less expensive place to do work, and a better place to live through all of that. And you guys have made that possible through these abatements and also through our abatement. Just to give you a quick reminder, our Park Vista development, which is finished now, we were able to not put money in our pocket by doing this tax incremental financing, but cut the cost of those houses by $30,000 to $40,000 on each house, making them more affordable. And that's what these tax incremental financing do for us. So we just say thank you for all of that.
Yeah, not much more to add other than, you know, our models are a little bit different, but the same thing is true that you know, these houses are appraising for close to $300,000, and we're selling them for around $200,000 in order to get folks into some affordable housing. And, you know, part of me says, boy, that's crazy that that house is appraising for $300,000. But if you look at the cost these days, what we're having to put into the homes to do them, it's pretty getting pretty close. So thank you for your support in making this happen and making the dream of home ownership happen for, in this case, 42 new people in our community.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Freeman.
Just one comment, and I think we've said it before when you stood before us. I just so appreciate two different nonprofits working together, standing together, and making things happen in our community. So just know that it's noticed and appreciated.
Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah. Mr. Bird.
Yes. Thank you, guys. I have so many, I can't say thank you enough, really. You guys know where I come from. You know I'm a Habitat homeowner. I'm excited to see this. I'm excited to see you guys merging together to help more people. I'm just really excited. I don't know really how else to say it. I've driven around the property a few different times, seen our sign out there. I always get a chuckle of that. But, you know, it's so awesome, again, to live in a community where people are selfless and always looking to bless other people. Again, if I lived anywhere else, I wouldn't be in this position. If I lived anywhere else, I really don't know how my life would have turned out with everything we went through if it wasn't for organizations like Habitat. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Mr. Yeah. Corbin.
So I go around, talk to a lot of people all over various counties and across the state, but then outside the state. But I hold the two of you in such high regard. I talk about you two all the time and your organizations and what you do. So proud of who you are as individuals, but who you represent and the mission you guys are providing to this community. It's a really neat thing to have. Best practice that I hope other people follow your example. So thank you.
Thanks.
I'm going to jump on the love train here as well. they've talked about how well you guys do what you do. I want to make sure that the public is aware of how important it is, what it is that you're doing in this community. I get questions almost every day. How are we going to find housing for all of these people that are coming to the city of Holland? The number of jobs that are coming to the community. And I often have to let people know that I would much rather be the mayor that's in this seat when 12 to 1,500 new jobs come to the community rather than the mayor who has to explain why 12 to 1,500 jobs are leaving the community. This is a community that is growing for all of the reasons that we've heard here tonight, but that creates a problem or an opportunity. And you guys have stepped into the gap. We have projects that are out there, but as you said, it is very expensive to build homes in the city of Holland. And I have just as many people asking me questions of what is the city of Holland doing about affordable housing? Well, we don't build houses, you do, but we can do what we can to support you in that mission to try to get as many quality homes as we possibly can out there for the workforce in the city of Holland. And I went and visited Park Vista, and wow, those are gorgeous starter homes. I would have loved to start in a home like that. They're fabulous. They're not opulent, but they're great starter homes. And you're not only building homes, as we're seeing here in this project and at Park Vista, you're building neighborhoods. You're building community. And I want to thank you for that, because the people of the city of Holland not only deserve a place to live, they deserve a good place to live, a safe place to live. And that builds community as well. So we appreciate that. Thank you very much.
And that's Perspectives for this week. From the 99.7 1450 WHTC Newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. Thank you very much for listening, and join us again next week at this time for more Perspectives.